listening to the Agent Survival Guide podcast, a podcast for today's insurance agents. Informing, educating, empowering, improving the way you do business in an industry that's anything but static. In today's episode, why should you sell Medicare? We've got six reasons why selling insurance in the Medicare market makes for a rewarding career. ASG Episode 73, Selling Medicare Products, Why It's Definitely Worth Your While, written by Roxanne Anderson. Making the decision to be a health insurance agent is relatively easy. Deciding what type of product to sell, well, now that's a bit more difficult. When you consider that approximately 10,000 people will turn 65 every day for the next 11 years, one thing becomes clear. It's definitely worth your time to sell to the senior market. Maybe you've thought about selling Medicare products, and we would certainly encourage you to go for it. There are quite a few advantages to working in the Medicare field, so let's get right into examining some of them. One, you'll have a steady supply of potential clients. More and more people age into Medicare every day, and it's not a cycle that's ending anytime soon. Why? After World War II ended in 1945, U.S. troops came home, settled down, and started having children. Lots of children. Now, over 70 years later, the roughly 75 million baby boomers born between 1946 and 1964 are over the hill and reaching the age of retirement. And since many employers have dropped their retiree health plans, a large number of seniors will be looking within the private Medicare market for health insurance. Still not convinced? Demographic data also supports this trend. In their analysis of the final birth data for 2013, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or the CDC, reported that while the total number of U.S. births has remained relatively constant, the number of children born per person has largely decreased in this country. And according to a 2015 Forbes.com article, by 2030, 20% of Americans will be eligible for Medicare. That's an increase of 7% compared to the 13% that are eligible today. With the promise of thousands of people turning 65 every day, the senior market is and will remain plentiful with sales opportunities for quite a long time. Two, the private Medicare market has become increasingly popular among shoppers. In 1965, when the Medicare and Medicaid programs were established, Medicare was only administered by the government. Now, more than 30% of the 55 million Medicare beneficiaries are enrolled in private health plans, according to a 2015 article by the New York Times. Over the past 50 years, private Medicare plans have become increasingly popular among shoppers. According to the Kaiser Family Foundation, between 2004 and 2015, the number of beneficiaries enrolled in private Medicare plans has more than tripled, increasing from 5.3 million to 16.8 million. They also report that MA enrollment has increased by 50% since the enactment of the Affordable Care Act, or the ACA, despite belief that the law's payment reductions would cripple MA enrollment. Statistics don't lie. It's evident that shoppers are interested in doing business within the private Medicare market, and that the time is ripe for agents to offer those plans. Three, working with the over 65 crowd is a rewarding experience. For many people, turning 65 is not a highly anticipated event. In fact, it can be quite the opposite. Besides being faced with lifestyle changes, financial planning, and legal worries, seniors must also try to find affordable health coverage that meets their needs. With dozens of MA and prescription drug plans available, this feat is often easier said than done on their own. While modern tools and web services make the job easier for agents, they complicate matters for seniors who aren't as tech savvy. A 2014 study conducted by the Kaiser Family Foundation revealed that many seniors feel frustrated and confused when they try to compare plans, and that they desire the help of insurance agents. A study released in April 2018 showed that frustration still exists, with the National Council of Aging calling for a revamp of the plan finder on Medicare.gov. That's one of the main reasons we created MediCareful, a tool that lets agents sit down with clients and help them through the process, outlining plan information in small, digestible tidbits. We'll have the link to MediCareful in our show notes so you can learn more about the program and how you can get started. By offering just a little bit of expertise, you can help seniors stop spending their golden years worrying about their healthcare while simultaneously financially providing for yourself. It's a win-win scenario. 4. The private Medicare market is built with ethical interests in mind. It's no secret that the marketing guidelines established by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid, or CMS, can be challenging. However, the fact that the Medicare market is federally regulated should actually be considered a blessing. CMS marketing guidelines clearly outline appropriate selling practices for agents. They also help hold agents accountable for selling in an ethical manner, a fact that is valued by the individuals in your market. Retired seniors must enroll in Medicare Part B and begin paying the premium or risk paying a late enrollment penalty. What the private Medicare market does is fulfill that requirement while providing more extensive benefits. Knowing what is available through Medicare Parts A and B lets you know what the senior market is left wanting. Offering a variety of private plans that can fill those gaps for your clients is what makes this industry so worthwhile. And that brings us to 5. You can sell a wide array of products. Agents working within the Medicare market have the ability to sell a wide range of products to their clients. Once you have the proper licenses, certifications, and contracts with carriers, you can sell MA plans, MAPD plans, special needs plans, standalone prescription drug plans, or Medicare supplement plans to people turning 65 or those over 65. Moreover, you can also cross-sell additional coverage options, including hospital indemnity plans, cancer plans, life insurance, final expense insurance, and dental, vision, and hearing insurance. We've done a few podcast episodes on the benefits of selling ancillary products. We will have links to those in our show notes, including episode 15, which covers why selling hospital indemnity plans with Medicare Advantage plans is advantageous. There's a lot of value in having the opportunity to double or triple your commission, so check those links out to see just how you can do that with ancillary products. 6. Remember that you're not alone in your efforts. Over the past 50 years, there have been many advances in the market. As a result, selling Medicare is easier than ever before, especially with the help of field marketing organizations, more commonly referred to as FMOs, like Ritter Insurance Marketing. These organizations support agents by connecting you with the prospects and tools you need to improve your book of business. From lead programs and Medicare quote engines to customer relationship management systems, FMOs act as a go-between for agents and carriers, so your job is as simple as possible. Since the establishment of Medicare for America's seniors back in 1965, the health insurance market and the world have changed significantly. The promise of thousands of people turning 65 every day, seniors' increasing interest in private Medicare plans, and societal advances in legislation and technology have resulted in the perfect market conditions for Medicare products. If you're an agent who isn't working in the Medicare field, take a moment to reconsider your sales strategy before you miss out on this great opportunity to secure a successful selling career. As always, you can find links to the articles and studies we mentioned during this episode in our show notes. We do our best to put the most valuable information all in one place for you, as well as links to our social pages, so you can stay up to date with everything that's going on with the Agent Survival Guide, our podcast, and Ritter Insurance Marketing. If you like what you heard here today and you don't want to miss out on any of our new episodes, one way that we recommend, in addition to following our social media channels, subscribe to our podcast feed, also known as an RSS feed. Some apps call it following, others call it subscribing. No matter the verbiage, we just want to remind you that you don't pay a thing as a subscriber. It's all completely free. Simply hit the subscribe button or the follow button, and the episodes of this podcast will automatically be downloaded to your device per the settings of the app you choose to listen to our podcast. You can listen in the app from our hosting company, Podbean. You can listen in iTunes, on the Apple Podcasts app, on the Google Podcasts app, on Spotify, Stitcher, Pocket Casts, Overcast, Breaker, whatever your podcast app of choice happens to be. When you subscribe, you get our newest content as soon as we hit publish, and new episodes are released on Tuesdays and Thursdays each week, with the occasional exception for a holiday or a special episode. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen today. Thank you for your support, and we will see you next episode.